present Ray Allen, Clement Freud, Peter Jones and Kenneth Williams in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And as usual, they will try and speak, if they can, on the subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card. We'll begin the show this week with Kenneth Williams. Kenneth, you're obviously in good form, so let us hear from you right away. The subject is pride. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Now, that is the correct quotation, but most people get it wrong, as is the case in many of these lovely old sayings with which our language is so very rich. But the pride I think of continually is this dreadful man who started what was called Pride's Purge, which resulted in a depletion of the House of Commons to the tune, as you will remember, my friend, of 100 members who were loyal to their rightful king. Well, he was a rotter, and there's no mistake about that. On Cromwell's side, of course, a dirty, filthy, rotten regicide. I've got no time for that. And he had indecency, I would say, to sign the death warrant when it came to that dreadful, what do you call it?
what do you call it, then? Clement Freud's challenge you.
Hesitation and repetition are dreadful, and...
Good evening. He didn't repeat good evening, but he did hesitate, and Clement, you have a correct challenge, you get a point for that, and you take over the subject of pride, and there are 8 seconds left, starting now.
The French refer to pride as amour propre, meaning own love, and I think it's a very good definition indeed, because...
When Ian Messiter blows his whistle, it tells us that 60 seconds is up. And as you probably know, whoever is speaking at that moment gains an extra point, and it was Clement Freud. And once again, at the end of the first round, Clement Freud is the only one to score. He has 2 points, and he starts the second round for us. Clement, the subject is my favourite place, and it's 60 seconds starting now.
I'm really rather torn between what my favourite place is or should be, because there's so many places in which I've been which have a very good right to favouritism, because I am fairly elderly and been around, as you might say. Wardy Hill is high in my list. Walberswick must come close. The constituency of the Isle of Ely generally is very, very near to my heart.
Very near.
Very near.
Kenneth, our 32 seconds...
I think sincerity is more important here than my nuclei of this game.
32 seconds are left, Kenneth, and the subject is my favourite place, and starting now.
My favourite place is a little grassy knoll, reclining gently in the English hillside, just by Devil's Punch Bowl, where, on a stile, I have sat caressing many old mementos. And shut up, I am. What happens?
Peter Jones challenge
you. Dirty
you were the dirty one. Yeah,
hesitation.
There was definite hesitation.
There was no hesitation. There was there. I never hesitated, did I? No, there you are. They know what they're talking about. Yeah. They're not insane, those people. They're all certified, aren't you?
Yeah. Same as you. My goodness, we talk about playing an audience up. Peter had a correct challenge when you talked about playing with your mementos there. There are 13 seconds left, Peter. The subject is my favourite place, starting now.
My favourite place is called Norman, and he lives in the aquarium at Sydney. And he's got a grey bottom and a very white front. And he goes around keeping his mouth open and closed continually...
Well, Peter Jones kept going till the whistle went and gained that extra point. And with the other point he got, he's now equal in the lead with Clement Freud. And Peter, it's your turn to begin. The subject is my piggy bank. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Well, it's actually a large jam jar, and it contains, I'm proud to say, upwards of £9. And I've calculated that I must put in at least tuppence a day to keep the value of the money that is in it. Otherwise, it will start going down. That's inflation. Now, I'm hoping that at Christmas time I shall be presented with a real piggy bank, shaped like a pig, made of porcelain or perhaps metal of some kind.
Kenneth Williams,
attention, perhaps.
Yes, yes, a tough challenge, but
yes, I'm afraid so, but I am a pretty tough customer. He plays.
Stop making filthy faces at the audience. I try and talk on my piggy bank for 33 seconds, starting now.
My piggy bank literally exploded before my very eyes, and fragments were showered all over the room. Ho, ho, I cried.
Kevin Freud has challenged.
A repetition of ho.
Right, Clement, so you have 23 seconds to talk about my piggy bank, starting now.
My bank is not so much piggy, it's just rather dirty, grubby. The carpet has weeds and old check stubs, relief pen nibs.
Kenneth Williams is challenged.
What's this about the carpet has what in it? I couldn't believe it. Did you hear that, Nick?
Yes, he did hear it. I don't quite know what it was all about.
Weeds in a car. Weeds growing in a car. How can weeds grow in a car? I mean, did you hear that, Nick?
What? I know what's going
on. Am I hearing my... it's deviation, isn't it, Nick?
Oh, shut up.
How do you do, Nick, hasn't it?
So I must give him the benefit of the doubt and say, Clement, you have 14 seconds to continue on my piggy bank, starting now. And Kenneth Williams is challenged.
Well, I'm afraid hesitation. He never came in.
No, he never came in, no. But... you have 13 seconds for my piggy bank, starting now.
It was a lovely colour, a sort of tangerine-y, I suppose it could be described. Although orange would probably describe it equally well.
Kenneth Williams. Clement Freud, I'm sorry, it's Charlie.
Repetition of describe.
Yes, and you have 3 seconds, Clement, on my piggy bank, starting now.
My piggy bank has a slot.
Well, at the end of that round, Clement Freud has increased his lead. He's gone way ahead of Peter Jones and Kenneth Williams, who's now in second place, and Ray Allen, who's yet to speak, is going to begin the next round. Ray, welcome back to the show, and will you talk...
Oh, have I got to wake up now?
Yes. Oh, we've got a lovely subject for you to talk about, too. Greta Gutter.
Oh, God.
So can you talk in just a minute about Greta Gutter, starting now?
What a ridiculous phrase this is. It's always attributed to bad ventriloquists, although I must confess I have personally never heard anyone say Greta Gutter and mean it seriously. It is a sort of burlesque on my particular art, and when people get up there with a dummy on their knee, they usually say Greta Gutter, or they say Guttler Gear, or Who's a Naughty Goy, or Isn't It Nice to See All the Keekle? And here we are at the London Caladium, or at the GGC, where everybody's having a nargalous time because Nicholas Carsons is the chairman, they've got Peter Jones, they've got Kenneth Nillions, and they've got Clement Freud, and then they have a guzzer, and they interrupt you when you start repeating yourself. Why do you allow this? That's what Greta Gutter's all about. It's talking without saying a gee for a gee. And if you can all do it when your claws at the end of this piece, you'll find that Greta Gutter...
Well, that was a grit and gutter tour de force, it really was. You kept going magnificently, Ray, and for 60 seconds you get a point for speaking as a whistle went, a bonus point for not being interrupted, and I'm going to give you another bonus point for not repeating yourself, hesitating or repetition. I think you deserve it. He hasn't played the game so often. Kenneth Williams is only 2 behind our leader in third place, and Peter Jones is 4 behind Clement Freud, who's going to begin the next round. And the subject, Clement, is getting a duck. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Getting a duck is a popular term for being out without scoring when you play cricket. And the way you may get a duck is either to be clean bowled or to be stumped. Alternatively, be caught by striking the ball into the air and it remaining in the hands of a fielder before it touches the ground. Running out a man is another way of being dismissed in the noble game which is played at Lord's Green
Peter
Ground.
Jones, a challenge.
A repetition of another.
Yes, that's right. Another way of being out. Well done, Peter. Well, listen, there are 30 seconds now for you to tell us something about getting a duck starting now.
Well, once you've got your duck, the first thing to do is to try and stop it quacking. Now, you can wring its neck, or you could put a paper bag over its head and...
Kenneth Williams.
I don't want to hear this. Disgusting. I mean, it's supposed to be family entertainment. We don't want to be about slaughtering lovely things, do
so
we,
what is your challenge?
Deviation. The most horrible note is being introduced into what is a light-hearted and charming affair. With people like me sitting here, all dolled up, with nowhere to go, of course.
He was not deviating from the subject of getting a duck.
No side you're on, don't we?
Trying to be on the side of fair play.
He's dropping
justice.
You after, isn't he? He's dropping you. See, a Nylock can't do. Look at it, he's gone red. He's gone red. Nylock, dear.
Oh. He's only dropping me on the corner of the road so that I can get my bus. Peter, there are 12 seconds for you. Getting a duck starting now.
May I assure children everywhere that this is a very old duck and I am only... I'm only euthanizing
it. Clement Freud has challenged.
I just wanted to ask whether they're now older than a goose.
Peter Jones has got another point, and there are 6 seconds for getting a duck, Peter, starting now.
I introduced the gas pipe into the paper bag, and very soon the duck
Clement Freud
will...
has challenged again.
Repetition of paper bag.
Yes, I'm afraid we had the paper bag before, Peter.
Yes, you did, yes.
So Clement got in there with only half a second to go. Pity
leaving the duck in this state and not being able to...
Well, there's half a second to go, Clement. Maybe you can finish off the duck. Oh. And getting a duck starting now.
Quack.
Well, the last quack came from Clement Freud, and he got a point for doing it because the whistle went and he's increased his lead. Peter Jones, your turn to begin the subject, the octopus. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Well, I was going to give you a very good recipe for cooking octopus, but in view of what Kenneth said about the last subject, I feel that it may give offence and upset people if I describe exactly how you go about it. So what can I say about an octopus can be a very nice pet if you happen to live near the water and are not afraid of being strangled to death. It's wise, of course, to give the octopus a tranquilizer or two first thing in the morning so that it's not quite as quick on its suckers and its tentacles.
Hesitation? No, what, the octopus was not to being quite so quick on its suckers, so he naturally went a bit slower. And so, I want to know about this doped octopus. And I know how he danished a dopey, giving the sedative. There are 25 seconds for the octopus with you still, Peter, starting now.
And they can be a very valuable source of ink if you have to use a fountain pen that requires filling. You buy one of those old fillers.
Kenneth Williams. Yeah, I agree with the hesitation that time. He was getting a bit bogged down there. There are 16 seconds for the octopus with you, Kenneth, starting now.
It has all these long, nasty tentacles which do come out and grab you in the most unlikely places. Occasionally you think, oh, I wish I had a duck-billed platypus instead, because they don't get up to those kind of nasty things.
Well, it's a very close contest. Kenneth Williams got an extra point for speaking as the whistle went. And the situation now is that Clement Freud is in the lead, but only 1 point behind comes Peter Jones. Only 1 point behind him, Kenneth Williams. And only 1 point behind him, Ray Allen. And Ray Allen, your turn to begin. The subject, talking to myself. Will you tell us something about that? And I've no doubt you can tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now.
When I was a child, I had no one to play with, so I had to talk to myself, and I had a little friend. It was an imaginary one, and I used to have a conversation with him. But when I grew up, I realized that walking along the street, moving my lips and not having anyone else to talk to was a bit strange. So I got myself a little character that I called a doll and everybody else called a dummy, and I stuck it on my knee, and I used to say things like, "You silly ass," and one or two other odd little lines, which became catchphrases here and there at various schools and things. I went to entertain, and that suddenly dawned on me that there I was talking to myself for a living. A sad thing for a grown man to be doing. There was no white coats around rushing to take me anywhere. They were just offering me money. I'm up here on a stage in front of people. Let me...
Well, Ray Allen really is getting this game taped. Once again, he took the subject and finished with the subject in 60 seconds, so he gets a point for speaking with the whistle wind and a bonus point for not being interrupted. And so, Ray, you're now in the second place with Peter Jones, only one behind Clement Freud. Kenneth, your turn to begin. The subject is my strength. Will you tell us something? He's very strong, let me tell you, mentally and physically. Kenneth, will you tell us something about the subject in just a minute, starting now?
Yes, it lies largely in my ability to contract the abdominal muscles, which an actor finds absolutely essential to reproduce the voice, and especially with regard to iambic pentameter. The barge she sat in, like a burnished throne, burned on the water. The poop.
Shut up. You made me laugh.
Who was it? You made yourself laugh.
No, he's done it deliberately. He crosses his eyes right at me. I'm getting to the crucial point. It's wicked, honestly. It's taking advantage.
Yes.
Nick, I'm being taken advantage of. I'm not right, Nick.
Well, I think he was taking advantage of the same.
I knew what I was doing. You know I did, Nick. I didn't fall by the wayside, did I?
I don't know. I think you'd fallen years ago, quite frankly. But he was only doing one of the tricks that you indulge in, and it was Ray Allen who challenged. Ray, what was your challenge?
Well, that was a slight hesitation.
Oh, it was indeed a slight hesitation. Just a slight one. And you have another point, and you're equal in the lead, and you have 36 seconds for my strength starting now.
My strength must lie in the fact that I've come onto this program again. But this is something else, of course, mental strength and physical strength. There is the difference. Physical, well, that's another. I knew I did when I did it, and I'm sorry I did. And he's right.
Yes, too much physical.
I'm afraid so.
Yes. 25 seconds are left for my
strength. Better than being too mental.
With you, Clement, starting now.
My physical strength lies predominantly in my arms and my legs. I would like to begin with the left side, on which I have one of each limb, the upper one having five fingers, each with a nail, and incredible strength is contained therein. I can remember the day when I was an under-12 boxer, which is something like being an over-8 bloodhound, only on two legs. And...
Well, Clement Freud has increased his lead at the end of that round, speaking as the whistle went, an extra point, and we've round to him to start the round. And the subject is second sight. So what can you tell us about that in just a minute, Clement, starting now?
When you are an over-12 boxer, second sight is incredibly important, because the man in the other corner of the ring comes to you and gives you a left uppercut, a right to the heart, and then kicks you.
Peter Jones is challenged.
If you're under 12, boxer, you don't fight a man in the other corner.
I did say it's over 12.
I think that's a very good challenge, and so we...
over 12.
He's got a new ploy, Clement Freud has been. He disagrees with my decisions. He's going to mutter.
Well, I did say over 12, but it's not important.
An over 12, yes. I don't believe that you're fighting a man, and it's a good challenge, and it's time to hear from Peter Jones. And there are 48 seconds for second sight, Peter, starting now.
Second sight is the sight that comes after first sight. And so if you see something, and then you see it again...
Kenneth Williams...
Two C's, I thought.
Yes.
You see, you are undone.
Quite, yes.
And there are 40 seconds for Second Sight with Kenneth starting now.
Second Sight is often referred to in our business as a double take. And you say, hello, I thought I'd seen you before, but here you are, large as life and twice as natural, lit up like a blooming Christmas tree. And what joy you bring to my tired old eyes. How you make the eardrobes loop.
What's going on? They've got a couple of drugs up the back.
Well, I'll tell you, actually, what I think happened was Ray Allen challenged, and at the same time he threw his voice, and Lord Charles...
What was your challenge, Nick?
What was your challenge, Ray?
Oh, hesitate.
I'm afraid there was. And I'm not surprised either. But it was a correct challenge, so there are 13 seconds for you, Ray, on Second Sight, starting now.
I had an aunt who professed that she had Second Sight, and she always used to phone me up and say, don't come today, it won't be a good one. Don't ride your bicycle, it's not safe.
Kenneth Williams.
Two don'ts, I'm afraid.
Yes, you're right. Yes. You're so right.
That's a tough challenge. They get away with it. But you got in with only half a second to go, Kenneth, and it's Second Sight starting now.
Ectoplasm to the earth and the air.
Well, this is turning out to be one of the closest contests, with Ray Allen and Kenneth Williams now together in second place, only 1 point behind our leader, Clement Freud, and they're both only 1 point ahead of Peter Jones in third place. Peter, we're with you again to start, and the subject is a piece of cake. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Well, I can make a very good cake, which is a type of Madeira, and a piece of that with a glass of Madeira itself.
Ah, Kenneth.
What a challenge. Madeira.
Oh, yes, of course.
Madeira, Madeira. I'll never learn. Yes. So, Kenneth has now gone into the lead equal with Clement Freud, and I've just had a message to say this will have to be the last round. So, a piece of cake, and it won't be a piece of cake, the round, I'm sure, but will you start with 51 seconds left now?
My friend Bernice Bakewell cried, "Pooh, what's in this cake? Stinks like Bombay duck." Well, put in the oven with powder, which I thought was all right, but turned out to be indigestion stuff. And the whole thing's gone green. The stink in the oven was atrocious.
Ray Allen has...
I just wanted to say before I leave the programme what a great pleasure it's been working with a great intellect like Kenneth Williams, a man I can listen to for hours. I'm sorry there's not longer.
So what is your challenge?
It's not a challenge. I just thought I may not have a chance to say that.
Well, it was very nice of you to say it, and you know what happens when you do that is obviously he was trying to get in and he couldn't think of anything having pressed his buzzer because it's so close. But what happens is by interrupting, the other person gets a point and you have a point and you're in the lead now, Kenneth, and there are 34 seconds left. A piece of cake starting now.
Nothing better than when it's decorated with icing and Angelica balls. How beautiful they look. And the number should always equate to the years you are set.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Well, I was challenging just to make sure poor old Kenneth gets an extra point. Because he's always been very kind to me, and I feel now he's in this position, I would like to ensure his success.
I think this is going to be a piece of cake for you, Kenneth. You don't need your Angelica balls or anything. Peter has given you another point by his incorrect challenge, and you still have 24 seconds left for a piece of cake starting now.
Many is the piece of seed cake I have eaten furtively in the bushes of St. Pancras Gardens, and often old ladies have come up and pityingly said, "Ah, son, can't you afford a decent meal or a bowl of..." Stop making... It's when it's cross-eyed and making me laugh.
Clement Freud has challenged again.
I'm concentrated on all this.
Clement!
It's dreadfully difficult, isn't it?
Yeah. But the man beside you who wasn't making funny eyes has challenged you. Yes, right, Clement, what is your challenge?
I simply wanted to reciprocate the good wishes.
Ha 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 ha! So it's Kenneth Williams' charity week, and he's got another point from Clement Freud, another point, which this time came from Clement Freud, and there are 9 seconds for a piece of cake, and no particular round has ever been more of a piece of cake to anybody. You start now, Kenneth.
On birthdays, when they say, go on, have one good blow, and get them all done at the same time. And I gargantuan...
Oh, Peter Jones is challenged.
I would like to take this opportunity of... congratulating Kenneth on his great success.
Oh,
slightly premature, but I would never like to do it. I thought I may not have an opportunity later on.
Yeah, I think actually now you're taking it a bit too far. He doesn't need such praise. He deserves it anyway. All right, Kenneth, there is only 1 second left for a piece of cake, starting now.
I eat my cake humbly. Humble pie is what I always...
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You clapped because it was a second was up, but the whistle hadn't gone and Clement Freud challenged.
I wanted to second that.
Kenneth, there are half a second for a piece of cake starting
now. Well, I should take the cake after all that.
Ray Allen did actually press his buzzer as the whistle went. What were you going to say, Ray?
I wanted to third it. That was all.
Well, he can't get any more points. He's got quite enough, because at the end of that round and the end of the contest, let me tell you that Peter Jones was in fourth place, only 1 point behind Ray Allen, but they were all quite a number of points behind this week's winner, who is Kenneth Williams. In fact, you might say that particular win was a piece of cake for Kenneth Williams. And we hope you've enjoyed the show as well as Kenneth Williams, and that you'll want to tune in again at the same time next week, when once again we will all take the air and play this delightful, ridiculous, impossible and fun game. And will you stop making faces, Kenneth, at the audience, so I can say... What the devil do I say at this point? Oh, yes, I say, and from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by John Brough.